From Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, this is the GenCast Network. Bringing you compelling and in-depth interviews with the biotech industry's leading researchers, newsmakers, and thought leaders. This week on the GenCast Network, Dr. Dirk Hochmeier from the Whitehead Institute for Biomedical Research is interviewed by Gen's editor-in-chief John Sterling about a novel method that enables efficient gene targeting in human embryonic stem cells.
Dr. Dirk Hochmeier is a postdoctoral researcher in the laboratory of Dr. Rudolf Janisch at the Whitehead Institute for Biomedical Research. The group focuses on understanding the epigenetic regulation of gene expression. Dr. Hochmeier, you and colleagues at the Whitehead, along with collaborators at MIT and Sangamo Biosciences, have reported the development of a new technique to allow gene targeting in human embryonic stem cells. What were you able to demonstrate, and what was the importance of your results?
Gene targeting in human ES cells is something that had been accomplished previous to our study, but that proved to be a very time-consuming and very laborious technique that was not generally used in the field to alter genes in human ES cells. What we set out to do is to take advantage of a new technique that is relying on zinc finger nucleases to test the ability to use these nucleases to facilitate gene targeting. In order to do that, we teamed up with Sangamo Bioscience, who are a leader in the field of zinc finger nuclease development, to test exactly this hypothesis that gene targeting in human ES cells can be facilitated by this technique. So what we did is we set out to target genes, and we picked three genes. We picked the OCT4 gene, which is the pluripotency gene, and targeted this as a proof of principle to show that zinc finger nucleases can be used to target. We then went on to target the AAVS1 locus, which is the locus for the adeno-associated viral integration site. And we used this locus to develop an overexpression system that allows the expression of genes in human ES cells. And then we move on to target a third gene, the PITX3 gene, which is not expressed in human ES cells. And we generate, by targeting this gene, a reporter cell that reports on the cell fate decision that a human ES cell can make once it's differentiated.
Why was your accomplishment so novel in terms of gene targeting in human embryonic stem cells?
The problem with targeting was so far that you could not targeting experiment will work, and that the gene that you set out to target would yield in a successful experiment. What we show is that if you use zinc finger nucleases, you can probably increase your success rate of your targeting experiment significantly. And this is on the level of the number of individual targeting events, so the efficiency of the targeting, but probably also by showing that we can set out to target three genes and succeed in targeting three genes, that it is likely that zinc finger nucleases might not be able to target to facilitate targeting of all human genes, but maybe a large percentage of genes are accessible by this technique. Another strength of the approach that we take is that the genetic manipulation that we were able to do range from disrupting a gene in ES cells, as well as developing tools to overexpress or to mark specific genes. So it's basically opening up a toolbox for developing genetic approaches in human ES cells that is very robust.
Let's look at this issue of, again, why, previous to your study, it's been difficult to modify or move genes into human embryonic stem cells. What do you think some of the reasons for that was?
I think that's a very interesting and important question that we ask ourselves in the lab and that we actually try to experimentally address. Because it is a surprise. If you compare gene targeting efficiencies in mouse ES cells, the counterpart of human ES cells, this is a routine technique. Mouse ES cells are targeted for many, many years, and thousands of genes have been targeted in the mouse. So it's surprising to some extent that human ES cells have been difficult to genetically modify by gene targeting. We have two ideas that might explain this phenomena. One could be that mouse ES cells and human ES cells are inherently different. For example, that there might be differences in the machinery that is needed to gene targeting, which is the homologous recombination machinery that is, so to speak, used by gene targeting or tricked by gene targeting to perform a reaction to facilitate gene targeting. If this machinery is different between mouse and human ES cells, then that could explain why gene targeting efficiencies in human ES cells is lower. The second possibility, and probably it's a combination of both of these, is that human ES cells are comparatively hard to handle. They are difficult to transfect with DNA. They are hard to culture, and they do not easily are single cell cloned. They need certain growth properties that are much easier in mouse ES cells. So maybe it's a technical issue that we still have to overcome in order to facilitate regular conventional gene targeting. But using zinc finger nucleases now, we think that we overcame a major hurdle here by efficiently being able to manipulate human ES cells.
You mentioned earlier that you targeted three genes. Could you say a little bit more about the experiment as you actually carried it out and provide some more details about the exact results that you obtained from this study?
We set out to target three genes, and the first step was we decided which genes we wanted to target. And this was the OCT4 locus because this was one of the genes that was previously targeted by conventional techniques. And as a proof of principle, we set out to compare the zinc finger approach with the published data, the conventional data. We find there that the zinc finger approach in some cases yields an extremely high targeting efficiency, which is very robust and highly reproducible. By this targeting event, we generate a cell line that reports on the pluripotent state by integrating a gene fluorescent protein into the OCT4 gene, and thereby this green fluorescent protein reports whenever OCT4 is turned on. The second experiment that we did is we used zinc finger nucleases, and let me quickly say something about zinc finger nucleases. Zinc finger nucleases are designed and engineered proteins that specifically recognize a specific site in the human genome, in the ES cell genome, and upon binding to this site generates a double-stranded break. This double-stranded break can then be repaired by an externally provided template that is electroporated into the cell by the homologous recombination machinery, and this repair mechanism leads to the integration of additional sequences that is provided by the externally delivered DNA. And this incorporation leads to the gene targeting event. So with this opportunity to integrate additional sequences into a gene, we set out to develop an overexpression system into a locus that is thought to be transcriptionally active in human ES cells, the AAVS1 locus. And this locus now can be used with high efficiency to deliver your gene of interest to be studied in human ES cells. And then thirdly, we moved on and we did a proof of principle experiment that genes that are transcriptionally not active in human ES cells can also be targeted using zinc finger nucleases. And to show this, we targeted the PITX3 locus and generated a reporter again by integrating a gene fluorescent protein that will turn cells green once the PITX3 locus becomes transcriptionally activated.
How might this method that you and your team developed open up a new phase in human genetics?
I think that the technique that we report on will be very useful to complement the current studies of human ES cells and also another cell type that we actually targeted in our study. These are human-induced pluripotent stem cells, iPS cells, that were first described by the groundbreaking work of Dr. Yamanaka and his colleagues. These are cells that can be derived from fibroblasts and brought back into a pluripotent state by a process called reprogramming using reprogramming factors. Since these cells can be derived from cells of patients that have a genetic predisposition, these cells can be used to establish in vitro disease models to understand diseases that have previously not been well modeled in animal models. So what we think our technique will help is to help develop such in vitro systems of disease based on iPS cell technology by allowing further genetic manipulation of these iPS cells using zinc finger technology.
What's the next step that you and the rest of the group have planned for this research?
I think that it's going to be very exciting to particularly study now the disease or develop such disease models that I mentioned for diseases that were previously not easy to study. And in our paper, we target the PITX3 locus. This is a gene that is transcriptionally active during the development of dopaminergic neurons. And we actually targeted this in iPS cells that were specifically derived from patients with Parkinson's disease. So we think that the use of zinc finger nucleases will be able to develop these disease models by two means. The first one is it will allow to isolate specific cell types that are affected in a specific disease. And furthermore, it will allow, for example, by targeting into the AAVS1 locus genes that are related to this disease, to further study disease mechanism by challenging cells with disease-related genes.
I'm John Sterling. Thanks for listening. If you would like to comment on this week's podcast, please go to our podcast section at www.genengnews.com and give us your thoughts. We'd really like to hear from you. Bye for now.
To learn more about topics discussed in this GenCast, or to listen to previous GenCasts, visit our website at www.genengnews.com. New GenCasts are posted every week, Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For the Gen Publishing editorial staff, I'm Jonathan Ellinghaus saying thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week to the GenCast Network.